Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, you would think your average person thinking about COVID, thinking about death, thinking about all this would think, oh, well, this dowel raises the ball up so I can easily, old, young, in between, you can raise it up and reach down and get it out easily. Or you can be a complete moron and not know the protocol and think that the dowel allows you to just lift your ball out of the hole every hole, which I did for 9 holes of golf I would get it in. When I didn't have a gimme putt, when I had to put the putt in the hole.
It has not moved anywhere. It is literally at the front door of my house. Not outside, on the inside. Because when we started you can roll it very easy. Like any of these exercise, like
you lift it up and you roll them.
When we started rolling it, it's denting the floor. This is how heavy it is. You see the
wood is giving?
This is on my floor. This is on my floor, right?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Good afternoon.
Welcome to another one of our coronavirus programs. We're all dealing with the same thing everybody else is dealing with, and we welcome you to another Monday episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. All over the place. We'll tell you about that later. I'm still Logie.
Are you all over the place?
I'm still Logie from Friday. By the way, I would have been fine with my Loginess from Friday, if I didn't have Loginess from last night too, where we had a little bit of a feast and then played Trouble and then there was gin and tonic.
Oh man.
Wow. That
sounds like fun. Sunday.
I fear that I am plunging into the alcohol abyss on this. If you didn't get a chance
to tune in. There's plenty of room. Join me.
If you didn't get a chance to tune in to Friday's episode, it was, in my humble opinion, one of the most off the rails shows we have ever done.
Yes.
And also one of the most well received shows that we've ever done, when for the first time in almost as long as I can remember on this incarnation of the show, we had all three wives with us. The superstar of the day was Rob's wife, Carrie, who came in, and if you missed it, it spilled over. She really hit her stride in the bonus show.
Yes.
And it was spectacular. It was truly, it was something to behold with just the interpersonal dynamics of everybody involved. And you had moments where I at one point disconnected my wife's microphone.
Yes.
We had
Shannon. I might have been edited in post.
We had Shannon on camera doing yoga poses during the stretching and doing that. And by the way, when we get back, the perfect cocktail show will be when the wives sit in the same room where Shannon doesn't have to do anything.
Yes.
I just want Shannon to be in there loosening up, having some cocktails, and doing what all our wives. But Shannon has been working, running our video.
I think she hung up on Dennis Murphy 4 times.
Dennis, stop it. All right, Dennis, don't do that so much.
The beautiful part is
because
that
it's pandemonium.
No, really Dennis will also say, all right, I'll call back next week. And then he calls back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a very
That's
good
what
judge.
He does.
Very good judge of time. Mike, to quote Larry King, why are you doing this? Don't do this.
It was something truly, truly magnificent because it was so raw and so real. And I think, Rob, the amount, I always thought that I protected myself on the air.
Right.
I don't hold a candle to Rob Spiewak.
Oh, my God.
Rob Spiewak has a moat and a wall, mm-hmm. and then seven layers of guards,
yeah.
and yes. then a bunker that you go down. If you want to mm-hmm. know the real Rob Spiewak, you don't, trust me,
see
folks.
Him around his wife.
No one knows what's really going on.
You get a glimmer.
No one, you get tiny little, mm-hmm. tiny little, Rob, of all the broadcasters I've ever worked, and yeah. I'm talking about controlled broadcasters.
Right.
That were like Rob reveals less of himself in a broadcast form than Mike Beach. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was humanly yeah. possible.
Hey, honey. Hey, darling.
Rob likes it. You see Elvis and you see Jerry and you see all, and that's Rob. I'm not asking Rob to change.
No.
He right. won't change. No. But you
he doesn't like to share the spotlight.
All right. If let me ask you. I'm gonna yes. put you on the
Go
spot.
Ahead. I'll
if,
take it.
If one was to say to you, because with me, all the way from relationships, because and with the Don and Mike show, I had no choice.
Right.
In order to be viable, I had to open my soul up. But I always thought of myself as a little more controlled than Don as far as letting it all hang out there.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And that's why I was the number two guy, and I was very comfortable in that role because I didn't have to, I could kind of do it on my
Who
own terms.
Who does number two work for?
But... As the years went by, that kind of went by the wayside because the show became less impressions and more tragic personal life, and because because the divorces and the bar and the drinking and so a lot more of my life was revealed.
It seems to be a theme.
The all-time biggie was when I was in between marriages, went to an island
yes.
with a woman and it had a terrible breakup, like a very short-lived relationship, told the whole story on the air. That was a rite of passage for me where so it was on and on. So that happened to me. So I understand when you're protective. Rob Spiewak is more protective than I am, and it's a you have never had to share yourself and your no. life and everything that's going on. So when we got that, we've discussed you, and it's still even when I'm interviewing you,
right.
I can't crack your facade. I can't get through because you're not letting anyone in, and so that's fine.
But it blows my mind because. Of all the people, when people ask me about Rob, I'm like, it's that he is like Uncle Buck. He is the nicest, kindest, like
right.
always happy. But it'll be okay. Life is good.
Right.
Like this is the man I've known for almost a
decade. And it's a large part of who he is,
yes.
in my opinion.
Not when his family's around. Not when his family's around.
But as soon as Carrie came onto camera,
right.
That Carrie does not share the burden that Rob Spiewak has of being protective.
Yeah.
And
no, she does not.
They'll just tell you.
And she let
She'll
it
tell
all
you.
Hang out.
No filter.
And there was, Mike, there was some 2014 bubbling truth serum that flowed quickly and hard. And
what do you mean by that?
By the champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, okay. 2014. Okay.
I mean, she was off to the races. And so yeah. it was quite a show for her. And she doesn't drink a lot. She doesn't drink often.
Why does she look pained?
What?
When she's like around you. Like she doesn't really look happy.
That's
she looks pained.
Fair.
I don't think that's fair.
No. Not just me.
There was right. a certain lack of pain. I mean,
you don't need to be cruel here. You don't need to be cruel. He's going to be uncomfortable no matter what during this opening segment here.
I was asking questions.
She might look in pain like normally through the day, but I thought she had a very good time on the show. Mm. She really certainly embraced the format. The freewheeling bonus format. She liked that.
See and what then, he's doing?
Yeah.
You
he's
see
turning
what he's
on
doing?
Her. See, I'm not the monster. He's turning it on his wife.
But it's like, but you're not getting anything.
No.
You're not telling. He isn't telling you. He won't tell you how he really feels.
No. Can't wait to talk to her on Friday.
I loved that she was on the show. I thought that was really fun and it was a nice special
moment. Let me get the lie meter out here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just in my opinion. Okay, go ahead. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I loved that she was on the show. All right, you can have that. But, you know, it's been a long time since she's been on the show for any secret. When you were talking about, I think it goes back to...
It has been a long time. The lie meter was.
I think it goes back to a Christmas show at your house in Manassas when we had, like, the show and then a party. But then at that time, there was not as much drinking on the show. It was after the show that the drinking happened.
Okay.
So you didn't get
So
how many years has it been before she's even graced us with her presence?
Well, I mean, she's
seven
been,
years.
Yeah, I think
when
so
did
for
you
a
move
full
away?
Episode.
Like, when
Mike,
did
when
you,
did you
when
go you, to Florida?
Yeah.
6-7 years ago?
Yeah.
So probably
yeah.
7 years
last
ago
Christmas
since she's,
party.
Since she's actually paneled and done a show.
And by the way, look, you can't, and look, the reason we, I think we're very fair with our business model here, when we offer up a free stream, if you happen to be around live,
sure.
you get to see that bonus show, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. So a tremendous amount of our regular listeners that don't subscribe are privy to what we're talking about. The rest of you, I don't give it. We're not going to give you more than
oh, no,
you can get the bonus show.
I would say that that episode, that bonus show from Friday last, had the most re-listenability of any bonus show we've done in a long time.
Yeah, so we're hawking this because it's worth hawking.
Also,
it's
we haven't debriefed since Friday night.
Yeah, we have not debriefed.
No, I'm not
talking. I received a lovely message from Carrie that I didn't get until she sent it to me right after sometime Friday or Saturday. I didn't get it until late last night, and then I responded to her, and we had a nice little exchange there, and I hated the fact that I had missed her message because I know when I have too much to drink, and I want to make sure everything's fine with everybody. I like to get that closure
she had
right
that,
away.
She had that sort of there was a many moods of Carrie, but Friday going into Saturday, because as soon as we finished the show, she was seated next to me here, and then
you
she
said
laid,
she was unconscious.
No, she's not unconscious, but she did lay down on the carpet. And you know, she's looking up at the ceiling, and I said, "Did you have a good time?" She said, "It was really fun. I don't know if I should drink anymore."
Was fun.
I said, "Carrie, you should absolutely drink. You were a smash." She says, "I don't know. Was it funny?
We do.
Said, did you read the reviews?
Funny.
The reviews were all Carrie all the
stellar,
time.
Stellar.
Also, there's an elephant in the room that we have to talk about.
All
right. And maybe I'm coming in hot on a Monday. I feel good. I feel great. So apologize in advance if I've hurt feelings about what I'm about to say.
That's fine.
Rob, what was your calculation and how did you come to the conclusion of Jimmy bombing our show on the first time we're going to have all the wives on the program?
Jimmy called me he woke me on Friday morning with that idea. And he said, "I want to come, I want to do this. And I just want to come in and drop off and put in an appearance and then go." I said, "That'll be fine. That'll be great." And you know what? It was a selfish thing. The kids have not been that happy in 4 weeks as when they saw those wings come in.
The free food.
I mean,
food.
God. Oh, my God. I mean,
yeah,
Julia.
It's like Santa Claus is coming.
It was like Santa Claus
in a Buffalo jersey.
Yeah. Now, I would have felt bad if I had done anything to precipitate it, but it was all Jimmy. And you know
but
what?
You could have said, "Hey, let me check with the guys."
No, because he insisted on it being a surprise.
Whose show is it? Is it Jimmy's or ours?
It's not. Well, but don't you think the surprise angle of it is a little bit?
No,
it
took 20 minutes to wrangle Jimmy, and there was less of your wife on the show.
Okay, well, I would trade Jimmy
out.
For Carrie.
It worked out at the end.
I love Jimmy. Mike, I've been, you know, I'm paying extra dollars to get his wings in my house.
By the way, this is echoing the frustration you had on Friday that you were, because we were, you know, oh my God, Carrie decided to come on the show finally.
Right.
We got her here and we're just starting the Inquisition and then like that, you know.
Like it was pre-planned.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, you suspected Rob was doing that.
I was like, man, Rob unconsciously or consciously wanted less mic time for his wife.
None of
that. So how can I do that but get the most beloved friend and character of the show, Jimmy Cerrito, into my house to get on the mic so my wife is not on the mic as long as she can be?
And that's very conspiratorial of you to think that way.
Well, if that was your plan, it certainly blew up because it didn't work because she ended up,
spilled the beans.
Everybody in America that was listening to this show woke up thinking booby edibles. That's what everybody. And one of the main questions,
which was a fun joke, because as we know, those are not legal in the state of Virginia. Carrie's just joking.
Wonderful sense of humor, prescription, right?
Sure.
Okay. See, you don't know, dude.
No, I don't know if you can get it with a prescription in the state of Virginia. I don't think you can.
No, look, the DEA is not going to bust your door down, man. One edible a night.
Let's keep talking about it, guys.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Repeat it, Oscar. Repeat it, okay?
You had no idea.
No.
Oh, the man's lying. The man's lying.
No. Carla was looking at Robin and said there's no way he knew. He didn't know.
I know that she has them, but I didn't know she had.
Okay, well, then now you contradict me. So you know that. Okay.
But I didn't know that she had had
one. You a piehead, Focker?
That's the story. Thing. If she had, I mean, here's the theory. If in theory we had them here,
folks, do you understand what show we were talking about Friday? This is why we do this.
Yeah,
and right. By the way, leaning very strongly towards another 7 p.m. start on Friday. I'm sorry. I just felt it, you know, as much as I wake up Saturday morning just going, poop. So that was the late edition.
The ingestion of that. We all found out about that at the same time. I didn't know that she had done that, if she had done that.
Right. For me, and this is why I was grateful to the listening audience.
Pull the shades, Robert. Pull the shades.
I was very, very grateful that the listeners were so kind in receiving the show, because I truly thought midway through that show, I felt like the Tiger King. And everybody had given lines of cocaine to the white tigers that were running all over the cage. I had no control over it. To the point where Oscar, and I were muting the microphones because it was just no one could be heard the way it was. But the off the rails thing. And by the way, I got crap from a lot of listeners who said no muting, don't mute, don't mute anymore, Mike. It's like okay. It was something to totally behold. And the reason it was great is that she not only just showed up, and this is where I felt, and I hope you will convey to her, that I felt all was right with the world, is that she came in and she kind of hit the ground running the way she used to be on the show.
Fantastic.
Where she just, and this is why she should be included. And
right.
The only thing I want is that I hope she knows now that this is a good forum for her to hang out. And because people know your story and, and it was fun. So, I mean, you said the many moods of Carrie. You were talking about her lying on the floor. How did the rest of the weekend progress? Did you? First of all, here's a big question.
Mm.
Did you two even really talk about the show at all?
Oh, yeah. I told she did a good job. And she had.
So you spoke.
Yes, we spoke.
So you spoke to each other?
Each other, one-on-one, room. The thing is that she has the thing where all of us, we've done this a long time, right? And also, we've done a lot of drinking shows. We've done those for a long time. She has not. So she was wrestling with the thing is, oh my God, how did I do? Was I okay? Because, you get those doubts early.
She killed.
And I had to tell her, you killed. You must continue to drink. You must continue to come back on the show. Did you have a good time? She said, I had a really good time, but I just, how was I? I said, you were great. And then
she's a Facebooker. She's got to be reading her.
Yeah, she knows.
Press.
She got her reviews. And then she was continuing to go on into the night and very excited that she did good after she laid down on the carpet for a little while and we talked and she kind of got her second wind and went upstairs and started texting and phoning friends from college and everything.
Aww.
To a point where Julia went and took her phone away. She says, Mom, no good is going to come of this. You know, you can't do this.
Oh, so she was drinking and dialing.
Yeah. And so, And so Julia took her phone away and then she went up to bed. And then I came up to bed about an hour later because I was watching some TV and Carrie had gotten her phone back and she was talking to another friend from college. And
so Julia was the leader of the house.
Yeah, right, Julia basically was. And you know what? I will say this. Just like we don't have any edibles in our house, we don't let an underage child drink. But if Julia had some champagne that night.
Right.
Which, these are desperate and crazy times. You do things.
It was pandemonium, Rob. It was pandemonium in your house. Jimmy was there. There was champagne. There was beer. She's a college kid.
Okay? I will tell you this.
My daughters, when they were in college, had an adult beverage. I don't think anybody's going to break down your door from social services and take your children away, especially since one of your children is grown.
Well,
Thank
one
you.
Of the things we watched is I talked to her and I said, have you ever really, really, and this lets you know where I was because I was well on my way as well. I said, have you ever really, really seen the Rat Pack at work? And she says, what? I said, well, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, and I don't think you know much about Sammy Davis Jr., but they used to do like an act together. And I started to explain it to her.
They'd roll a bar out onto the stage.
And I explained to her, I've seen them individually, but I never saw them together. I said, hold on. And I went. And I got a DVD of the Rat Pack in St. Louis. And Julia and me, we watched it. And she was floored by Sammy Davis Jr. And my heart grew 10 sizes too big, just like the Grinch that night, because she really appreciated. And we had a great moment and a great discussion that night about something that I love really, you know, a whole bunch. And it had never been even on her radar. So it was a great night for me and her as well. She loved being on the show.
I had no idea you had this fantastic night.
They killed.
After the show, mine consisted of another tumbler of Irish whiskey and Carla went to bed.
Well,
that was me. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Peepers opens his eyes in his recliner.
Oh, one of those? The worst.
And then I moseyed on into the bedroom and then I because that was my big return to the land of golf with the by the way, the smallest number of cases in Florida just 2 days ago, I think. And then we had one spike up, and I'm like, it's not, yeah. It is, it's not, it is. Welcome
two
to
Two days
America
ago, we had a
right
spike
now.
In Virginia, biggest day ever. Two
it's
days
weird.
Ago.
They call the people are talking about data dumps. I'm not sure about that. Who knows?
I had one of those on Saturday morning.
A data dump.
In our pre-show meeting, I did not mention this, and you'd let me know if we have time right now or not. But the worst delivery of deliveries happened the next morning after our big drinking show. And if you could imagine the worst thing that could come to your house the morning of after something fantastic happening the night before, I could tell you all about it either right now quickly or after the show starts. You tell
me. Well, that's a good tease.
Great
Let's do
tease.
It in our first break. We will talk about your delivery. I will talk about my return to the land of golf in down here where it's deemed an essential activity.
Oh, Arch,
if you can believe that, that's great. So, but I'm glad to hear there was great joy.
Oh, great
and
joy.
And when you were sharing this with your daughter, was Carrie passed out at the time?
She had gone upstairs, and I thought she was
to
asleep.
Bed. What a day!
But she was continuing to talk to people from years past. Carrie had a very slow Saturday. But I'd say about dinner time on Saturday, she came around and she was Netflixing like a pro, and she did just great.
All right, and before we start the show, give us a sentence or two about the state of the relationship right now. Was it strengthened by this? Further damaged by this, or where would it be right now?
We're on a day to day basis.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you like this sweater? Jared Leto gave it to me, and I've always been on the fence about it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You either like it or you don't like it.
I mean, I like it because Jared Leto gave it to you, and he was my first kiss, but I don't know if I like it.
That's not really an answer.
I feel really bad. I feel like there's something burning in my throat.
Oh my god. Well, you could have answered the question by now, so I guess I'm wearing it.
Dad, can you bring me some juice?
Be right there, honey.
Yes, we'll be right there.
I knew this day would come, John. Isolated, impoverished, cut off from all medical services. I only prayed it wouldn't be a lab cess.
It's just a cold, Moira.
Oh, it's always just a cold, John, until it's full-blown typhoid.
I don't have typhoid.
Well, of course you don't. What are the chances of that? Do you remember Valentina, our chambermaid in Little Martinique? We all thought she had just a cold until it was too late. I'll never shake the mental image of her frothing and flailing in that water taxi.
I can still hear you.
We love you, Alexis. Don't we?
We love you, Alexis.
Tell her you're going to bring her the juice.
I am bringing the juice, Moira.
John, juice. Don't touch her.
Oh.
This is as far as I go, Alexis. One of us has to stay safe for David.
I'm already in the room.
See, we're still alive, Moira. I think we're going to be okay.
Of course you are. That's the spirit. I'm just going to close this door until you're done. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, all right, wait a minute.
What's that?
I lost the... everything's falling out. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I've got the wrong thing at the wrong place.
Come on now.
Just a second. All right, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us on a wonderful Monday, and happy day. We are coming to you from the Podcast Village Studios, Leesburg, Virginia. where certain individuals pray for the sweet release of death. And Fort Myers, Florida.
Start digging, folks. I'm ready to jump in.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on all the way from Tracy, California, Blackwell, Oklahoma, Grand Chute, Wisconsin, Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, Mason, Michigan, and Canberra, Australia. Is it Canberra or Canberra?
I think it's Canberra. I'll double check because I think
Canberra,
I Googled it.
Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Liquid IV. Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. Listen up. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. They're an awesome company. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people, which leads to headaches, brain fog, muscle fatigue, dry skin, and more. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water a day. A lot of people don't do that, don't want to do that. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. And proper hydration can boost your immunity. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana, with no artificial flavors or preservatives, and has less sugar than an apple. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS, and remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Confirmed,
glad
Mike,
to have
Canberra.
You along. Yes.
Canberra is the capital of Australia.
Canberra, Australia.
Really? Yeah.
My sincere apologies. That. We have listeners down there, and I have to say, sorry about that. I should know better. I should know my you know, my geography, but I know how to spell hamburger. So, anyway, that's
Australian just, for beer.
Right. Yeah, you familiar with the president's tweet storm on Sunday morning, Oscar?
Oh, no, Mike. You know, I try to stay away from all this.
Hamburger, H-A-M-B-E-R-G-E-R-S.
Yeah. And also, he was talking about Nobel Prizes.
Mm. Yes, N-O-B-L-E as opposed to N-O-B-E-L.
Well, I mean, Mike, it is a very noble award.
You think,
I mean,
you think Grammarly would give him a free subscription?
You would think, right? All you have to do. Put it on. Attach it to your tweets. You're all set to go.
It's perfect. It fixes everything.
It would be perfect. Yeah. Right.
I'm running an extension
on my keyboard.
Well, no, the new, just very briefly, it's always, I was being sarcastic.
That's it.
Just kidding.
Okay. We'll go with it, Mike. Do you want to hear the tape? Because it really is. It's like a high school bully trying to get out of trouble after he's been caught.
All right. Let's listen.
Here's our president. I think it was Saturday.
Now, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands, would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill. Because when they say that
something will last three or four... Here it is.
I do know that this, after he did that, Ken Jennings put out a tweet that said when he got answers wrong on Jeopardy, he was doing it sarcastically.
You have to... Being in live broadcasting, we get it all the time.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
And you have to own it. And it's transparent if you don't own it. It's transparent. That's the way it goes. But it was interesting. There's a... look, if you look at it from a comedic standpoint, you can get through it. If you look at it seriously, can worry a little bit. You can worry that breaking
don't
point.
Don't spiral
might
down that world. That's not healthy for your mental health.
Well, it's just, it's very, I don't want to go too deep on it, but it's scary. We have our own problems. We have more problems than a monkey on a rock.
Yeah.
As David Letterman would say.
I'm so glad you said that. A monkey, Paul, than a monkey on a rock.
A monkey on a rock. So you, Oscar, me, Rob, at least as far as I was concerned, that was, one of the more intense bonus shows that we've had.
It was.
I kept going. If I hadn't had one more after the show, I would have been fine. But I did. I fell asleep in my easy chair, woke up at 4 o'clock, and then my little thing was back to the return to the golf course. Now, I will get to Oscar's delivery in a second here, but just let me say this, all right?
And is there anything worse than waking up pre-dawn in a chair after a night?
It's horrible.
Knowing that you have to collect yourself and get to bed. And it happens to me all the time.
It's the worst. Yes. My name is Rob. My name is Mike. I'm an alcoholic. So I will get to the story of the golf course and my idiot move. Look, you just had an example of a man who, you know, says he's sarcastic, doesn't admit to being an idiot. I am here to tell you that after we get done with Oscar, I will fully admit to being the idiot of you.
Yeah.
The idiot of you, especially with my reputation among my Trump buddies over there. Mm-hmm. I was mortified, but I'll get to it. Oscar, I didn't think that you had that much.
No. I didn't.
On Friday night, but you had a little hangover on Saturday.
Well, I had a big hangover because it didn't take much for me to get hammered. Right. And on the back end, it was like we still have a responsibility to broadcast, right? So when you're making sure that all of this is working at one point, there's only so much you can do. And the pores, by the way, Mike, you know that nothing's changed if you still have this guy sitting right next to you.
Oh.
Right.
So I didn't really, it was a brand new bottle. I didn't drink that much.
No, that's fine. Right?
That's a good den, but good enough not for crazy. Me.
That's usually,
that's a drink
this,
or two.
This is usually what I drink, I would say, when I drink.
Yeah. Now, did you leave the bottle in the studio, or have you just been carrying it around?
I carry it everywhere I go just in case.
I thought so, yeah.
So, just in case something breaks out. I say to Shannon, all right, well, look, let's go to bed. We got a lot of work to do tomorrow because there's just a lot of work that needs to be done for all the entities. And Saturday is a great day to do it because no one's really calling you or bothering you or asking you for things. So, and it's more administrative. And I go to bed. I'm like, man, fine, get a good night's sleep. And I somehow make it downstairs to the couch because Santos, for whatever reason, he'll have nights where he just basically kicks me off the bed, which I'm fine with, by the way, because I'm just like, you know what?
It's a large dog.
I like it downstairs.
Yeah, and a dog can almost double. It's like when a child wants to make itself heavy when you pick it up, the child has the ability.
Push you off.
Yeah, but dogs can like double in size in a bed. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I went down, and then I'm dead asleep, and boom, 8 a.m. Like literally, it's like the police are at the door. And I'm like,
You get the knock?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude. What could be so important that you got to smash the door open, right?
You don't know whether it's a delivery, whether it's your neighbor, whether there's an emergency.
When the groceries get dropped off, I get zero knocks. Right. All I hear is literally just bags being dropped off at the front. And mind you, my house is very thin, so I hear everything, right?
Yeah,
right.
They won't, you know, they will be quiet as a mouse when there are perishables to be delivered out on the front porch.
Yes.
But, you know, when it's the slight, I get it. By the way, I kind of wish that we would aid that in technology a little bit.
Where we would
know when someone's, because the big pound at the door where.
I think it's an emergency. Something's wrong. Right.
Meanwhile,
or a neighbor or something.
Don't tell him there's ground beef out here.
I wake up and I'm like just boxers, a t-shirt, and I'm about to answer the door. And God bless this man, this team of gentlemen. They're good to go. And I don't know. And I end up blaming it on my wife somehow because that's what I do. They're like, Peloton's here. And I'm like, oh, I'm
no.
Your overpriced exercise cycle. Oh, this is a full commitment. How did it slip through the cracks?
So,
how did a delivery of that significance, Oscar Santana, when you were probably going to have your one day of the week where you could chill and work at your own pace?
Yes, fine.
I would have been, fine. Oh, God, I get it.
God, that is so that's a perfect storm. This is
how many
Mike?
Men? Two.
So two, and they're tall men and strong men because these things aren't light. And this is the and I don't even know why I cared so much, but I cared.
I would have been pissed.
The worst part is my house is so small, and it was built in 1838. That if you are tall, if you are like 6'2", you can see through the top two squares of glass in my door.
It's a transom, Mike.
It's like a Keebler elf house.
I know.
I can see you in your underwear on the couch.
So I look back at the gentleman as I'm scurrying to put pants on, and he sees me scurrying away in my underwear.
Oh, no.
I'm like, great. Now he just thinks, I don't know what he thinks.
He's
judging me, right?
Yeah. Look, doesn't matter what it is. It's still an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. If he sees you in your underwear, he's probably thinking, hey, he does need a Peloton.
Yeah.
That shirt's a little too tight.
This was a good purchase for this guy.
That's medium. He better sweat that off.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to let my wife just let me drown in this sorrow together. So I go upstairs and I look at Santos and I'm like, your bike's here. And like any other man would, instead of just taking care of it, I go and say, this is a team effort. So she.
I'm with you. I would have done the exact same thing.
She gets up, no bra, and I'm like, meh. Put something on. What are you doing? For sale? What are we giving things away? This is not a free show.
Very curious dynamic.
I enjoyed it, though.
I do, too.
Sorry about that.
She says, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to go receive the bike that you should have known was coming to give us a heads up. Because you have to...
Does either spouse accept culpability with who was supposed to know about the delivery? Yeah.
She said they were supposed to come from 11 to 4. And I said...
That's a big deal.
She did know
it was coming that day.
A little earlier is fine.
I've had that happen before. A little earlier is 10:30.
They gave you a 4-hour time window that they missed by 3 hours. That's not okay.
I can't blame the wonderful delivery guys who are risking their lives.
Yeah. And I have to also say, under normal, non-COVID situations, if you're getting the A-list item.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you have wanted,
yeah.
And that's the big toy that everybody's excited about. You can't bitch at an early delivery.
No.
It sucks, but you can't do it. Now, if it's late, then you can do all the bitching you want. But now, especially with COVID, they're putting their asses out on the line and going into people's homes.
I respect that. Now, this is where we don't lie on the show about the experiences we have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With a COVID situation, the idea that bike is even here blows my mind. Like, I'm shocked that they're doing this.
That you were able to get it.
God bless them. God bless them. Now, where it goes wrong is when I have been, like, everyone in my family has this bike because they're wealthy except for us. So we're on the payment plan. I'm sure they paid cash.
Throw my brother-in-law into the mix. If you want to add another.
Use the code TMOS. It does help. So, but during COVID times, when you have a small house, all I'm thinking, even in the haze of the delivery, is, well, they're just going to go set it up upstairs and fine. Maybe I'll ride it later. It's good for us. Good for our health. I've definitely gained roughly 15 more pounds than I never had before. We need to do something. And it's a safe indoor activity. The guy opens the door. He's got a mask on, gloves, everything.
They're doing their job.
He said, here are your accessories. And I said, okay. It's that reach that you're like, here are your accessories, like inside, like not coming in type of door, like situation.
Right. And you're not breaking your threshold.
And I was like, oh, great. This is great. I was like, thank you.
Oh, like they're not bringing it upstairs.
I say, do you guys need anything? Like we've cleared the path. Everything's good. He goes, no, we're building your bike outside. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, I was like, we have a very narrow staircase, and
the boxes may fit upstairs.
And he goes, we're going to leave the screen off so you guys can get it where you need to get it. And I said, and I'm literally in the kitchen pouring oranges.
What does he mean by they're going to leave the screen off?
Because there's a monitor that goes on the front of the Peloton.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And the virtual riding experience.
Yes. And I said,
it's a cool device.
Yeah. It's fantastic. But the initial response was, sir, and then he leaves. Like, from the front when he, like, just crept in and put the mat and everything and all the...
And they haven't put it together yet.
They're working on it in the middle of the street outside building it. God bless them. Because there's no traffic. There's nobody out there.
Are you able to surmise immediately what degree of difficulty it will be getting the completed bike, exercise bike, up your stairs in your clown house.
Oh, Mike, there's no, I don't have to think about it. It's going to be impossible unless there's grown men with muscles without bad backs doing this, right?
Right. Okay. So and they're going to like give it to you and say, bring it upstairs, or are they going to ultimately bring it upstairs?
Because of this situation, and again, God bless these people for even bringing something to your house, right?
Yeah, I get it. Right.
The new protocol is build outside, drop off on your stoop.
So that's how they're handling COVID.
Yes. This conversation occurs.
Yes.
Where they tell you the bike has been put to the heavy
clear.
Exercise.
You guys got to get it in your house.
This is all when they've arrived 3 hours early. And this is great.
We're hungover. Like, yeah, this is nothing you want to deal with. There's no ramp. There's no handicap accessibility. Nothing.
I've been in your house, Oscar, and the house that I was raised in was an older house, too. Not as old, but old. And we had the issue when something went upstairs, there were things that just couldn't make the turn.
Rob,
can't do it.
Rob, this isn't even about the turn. This is about getting it in the effing house.
I know, period. But now I'm thinking about getting it upstairs. No. If they assemble it.
It has not moved anywhere. It is literally the front door of my house. Not outside, on the inside. Because when we started roll, you can roll it very easy. Like any of these exercise, like
you roll them.
We started rolling it. It's denting the floor. This is how heavy it is. You see the
wood is giving.
This is on my floor, right? So I look at Shannon.
Hold on, you gotta take a break. I'm sorry, this isn't over really yet. Should. I want to. We'll wrap this up when we come back because I have to do a commercial. Denting the floor. It's got a little heft to it, does it?
Oh my God! Yes. All right,
we'll take a break. Come back with more of the Michael Barrett Show.
Time now for fun with languages. Today, we speak German. If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Wenn Sie nicht meckern, atmen Sie nicht.
It's time to laugh more.
Es ist Zeit, mehr zu lachen.
A TMOS bonus package is the perfect choice.
Ein TMOS bonus Paket ist die perfekte Wahl.
It's an extra hour of comedy that keeps the funny train chugging along.
Es ist eine zusätzliche Stunde Comedy, die den lustigen Zug immer weiter juckt.
Try it. Buy it. You'll love it.
Probieren Sie es aus. Kaufen Sie es. Sie werden es lieben.
Ooh, das ist ein Bingo.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. I'm one of them. I love it. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is returned to the essential quality at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Very proud to have our association with this advertiser. Absolutely. They're one of my faves.
Really great.
They make their blades in their German factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. This is just a tight, wonderful, functional company that I just love the way they do business. Mm-hmm. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door, so they're perfect for this economy that we have right now. You can get them with or without a subscription. I don't use a subscription. I buy when I need, and I got Harry's stuff all over my house. I've got the body wash. I've got the shaving cream. I've got the shave gel that I use also. I have four or five razor handles that I have, ergonomic handles that are fantastic. I take them on the road. I take them up to Maine. I've got the body wash. I've got their soap. I've got their moisturizer. Every product they come up with is fantastic.
Have
I just
love
this company.
A razor blade that stays sharp longer?
I never know when they're not. You don't perceive when they're dull because they just don't get dull. Literally with a Harry's razor, I kind of sit there and go, okay, maybe it's time to change it out.
But it's affordable also. You're like, I'll put a new one on.
Yeah, they're $2.
I treat it like a smoke detector battery.
And here's what's great about Harry's. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Look, when we do a commercial for Harry's, I'm not doing this as just an endorsement. I'm doing this because I really do use the product. So be aware of that. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. All right, so are you saying that they have left?
Yes.
And put the bike together, and they leave it outside,
so they're not allowed to come in your house. So I looked at the man, the gentleman, and mind you, we have masks and gloves. I said, do you guys need like foot covers? We have all that stuff. So, and we had ours on as well, just to be respectful for them. And I said, sir, see that little lady right there? I was like, she's got bad wrists. And she's got a bad back. We were in a car accident. I was like, and I've got a bad back. And I said, I know you saw me scurry away earlier. I was like, I'm not fit for this. Can you at least just put this in, like, right in on the threshold of our door?
You saw me scurry away a little mouse.
Yeah. And he looked at me. He's like, all right, man. So, and I said, and
you have got it right by the door.
Yeah. If you've got a Venmo, I was like, I will Venmo you, whatever, just give me your name.
So you just want him to bring it up the stoop.
I want it in the house.
You want it in the house.
In the house.
Right, right.
Because there's some stairs, and I don't have the body for it right now. I just don't. Mm-hmm. There's no way. I would have said this, Mike. I would have found strangers that looked fit walking down the road and be like, hey, guys, can you guys get this in the house? Because it is heavy, right?
Hey, guys.
So we finally
Was there ever a discussion when they arrived about taking the boxes upstairs?
He said that you should have gotten the COVID email. And I looked at Shannon and I said, did you read
Is she on camera or is she somewhere else?
No, she's here, but she's running around setting stuff up.
All right. So, okay. We love her input on this.
Yeah, me too.
She's busy reading the COVID email. She cannot join us at this time.
So they have a company-wide protocol.
Yeah, which I'm fine by. It's smart. It protects their people.
By the way, it protects them as much as it protects
you. Correct. So, I said, sir, I'll sign whatever you want. What's your Venmo?
You'll sign whatever you want. It's not about that. It's about him not going in if you got the...
I know.
You know, if you got the Rona.
I get it, Mike, but I can't leave this bike that's not too expensive that we should have never bought on a monthly plan outside of the house, right? It's going to rain soon. Right. So I said...
I don't know. It might look good out there. You can decorate it for Christmas, put some lights on.
They bring it in. Fine. We're good.
To the main level of the house.
Front door, barely in the front door. He goes, you can lift it and push it. And I'm like, that's good. You did what I asked. Thank you.
Yeah, it's undercover.
Took care of them, right?
Right.
Chan says, it can't be that bad. And I said, let's team lift this on the back and put on the little rollers and see how far we can roll it. Maybe get it out of the way.
You try to get it upstairs?
No, just
that's
out of
not
the,
even in
just
the equation.
Out of the way of our walkway because it's a small house.
But your original plan was to put it on the second floor.
Hell yeah. Not all by right. me, but by people that were equipped to do this.
Peoples.
Okay. Peoples. Right. And we start rolling it, and we already had weak floors from the experiment two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Worst house ever. And I said, wait a second. We're denting the floor. And she said,
the floor is so thin.
And she says to me, she goes, you're so dramatic. And she's mad at me now.
Well, it needs to be stated, I think, because we've covered this before, but Oscar's house is over 150 years old, and they put down wood floors before the Civil War. And every time that floor has been redone, it's been sanded and stained.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can only sand a floor so many times over 150 years. It starts to disappear.
Yes.
And this is what's happening.
Yes.
So you really don't have the substructure you need for Peloton.
So I said, turn on the light of the bubble and then look at the dents. It
you
looks
have a
like,
track.
Like there are two tracks that I could roll marbles down. No problem. And she said, oh my God, you're right. I said, well, at least let's roll instead of a zigzag roll. So it's all dented up. Let's roll one streak in the middle of the board.
Yeah,
so
it'll look nice then.
So as we speak right now, God bless this bike, which I've worked on now on the first floor.
Of course, you're going to try it.
Well, yeah, Mike, absolutely. You can't go through all this hell and say, oh right. man, I can't wait to try this bike.
Well, the first thing you want to do is get on the bike so it's heavier.
No, you build it. Right. You know, I like the toil of tech. We finished building it, put the screen on, hook it up to the internet, good to go. Did my first class. I love myself. I respect myself.
Just like that lady.
They have great coaches.
Did you manage to get it to some area on the main level where at least you can use it?
Yes, it's still in the way. So if I'm working out or Shan's working out, you can't get to the front or back of the house. But
Oscar, I got to ask, because I'm one of the rare TMOS staffers who have darkened your doorway.
Yes.
Now, the house is very narrow and it's sort of a deep house more than a wide house.
Yes.
Is the Peloton, it's probably facing the front door, or is it facing the rear?
Facing the kitchen.
Facing the kitchen. Yes,
the direction they put it in the house.
So
turn around.
Is it near the couch? Because I know the couch faces the TV in that room. Yeah, right?
No. It's right. Well, you're talking about 400 square feet on the first floor.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of room.
It doesn't matter. How about this? You cannot walk in to our living room.
All right.
Without hitting the handlebars. Like it's just in the way.
But to be fair, the front door opens clearly.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
It doesn't. Because remember, there's a gas meter that doesn't allow the front door to open.
That's true.
Yeah. What is the game plan? The
game plan is this, Mike. I've started the April, well, now May challenge, which is going to be May challenge, but April challenge
For the machine. What's the plan for the machine itself?
Oh, in the future?
Yeah. Are you going to move it upstairs?
Oh, I'm not moving anything. I'm going to wait till the COVID-19 protocol, shelter in place, May 15th, to come around so I can hire some people to move
to
it,
bring
upstairs,
it upstairs.
To bring it upstairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that's do you like it?
Yeah. The idea of exercising sucks, especially if you haven't done it for roughly 7 weeks.
Right.
The idea of doing it safely at home or in a safe manner overall was a refreshing, and the classes are cool.
Well,
and
you know,
so right now, Mike, the main challenge is getting to the kitchen.
I know. Well, it's the struggle, right?
It is.
We always say that, Rob. For him, it's the struggle.
Yeah.
At least you're not, you know, you didn't know about the email. That's fine. But I might win the idiot sweepstakes with you. Mr. Liberal Protocol, Mr. Stay at home and not go out. And then I make a complete ass of myself. And it's simple, but it's stupid.
Yeah, wait.
We'll be right back. I'll tell you all about that.
Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Yes. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today. And for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Right. Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel?
Jesus. You know, another thing I just thought about listening to that promo. I thought about it too. This is the time of year we'd have new kids running around all over the place.
Oh,
we get to meet our new friends, and we have lifelong friends that are based on internships.
We have virtual ones, Mike.
Yeah. Maybe we can have virtual interns. Be just like a Saturday Night Live episode. It'll be that satisfying. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by MyBookie. Another weekend, still no sports. Were you left dissatisfied by best of PBA bowling? You already knew Earl Anthony was going to win.
He always wins.
Oh, Earl Anthony with his crew cut, right? Crew cut?
Sometimes in the old days.
Sometimes
but then
in the old days?
In the 70s, he was a little more mod.
All right, very good. That's right, 70s bowler. No sports, no problem, because our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let you get down. They're not going to let that happen. Stay sane, stay entertained with games like blackjack, roulette, slots, and war, and others. It's really fun, and they have real dealers that you can hook up with there. It's just amazing. Not really hook up, but you can contact them and they deal. You know what I'm talking about. It's not just video poker. MyBookie has live casino dealers. They really, really do. Try it out. I did. I played blackjack with one of their live dealers. MyBookie has professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. And sports fans, MyBookie has partnered with some of the leading esports brands to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. You're going to love it, too. I play the slots. I play a little blackjack. It's great. Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use my promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
All right, Anthony.
Of all the guys that are golfers at Cocoonville, I think there are maybe one or two or maybe, and I'm not exaggerating here, three of us in our regular group that said, no, guys, I'm not, even though they're letting us out there, I ain't going to do it. And I did it early on where I stopped playing because I didn't think it was a good thing to do. And then the place where I play golf started sending out emails and protocols developed and more protocols developed where you can play a round of golf at my my Cocoonville Country Club, and you can do it without social contact at all. You distance. Everyone rides in their own golf cart. There is no walking. And so I get out there with my hangover. And technically I got out there Friday, during the day Friday, and got rained out. It was like my mom was up there going, you said you were going to honor this stay at home, and I'm going to rain on you. Well, that happened.
How many holes did you get in on Friday before it rained?
10.
Okay. All right.
10 holes, and then it rained. And I was tired because I hadn't played, and I just said, I'm fine to go, and then some of the guys stayed out there. So, flash forward to the next day, and there's a rain delay again, and we go out later. A buddy of mine is also playing. He's also recently come back. He's another radio guy. Younger guy on the radio down here, and we bust each other's balls. He's a very good friend of mine, and he's interesting, and I love talking to him. My friend Mark is out there. Well, Mark hits his ball into the bushes as I'm coming by in another group, and I bust his balls. I said, hey, having a good round, huh? And then he looks over at me, and he says, well, at least I know what to do during this quarantine period with when I'm on a golf course when I don't touch the pin. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
Here That's is so funny. Where I'm a moron, and with my old man hips and with everything. What they do, I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. They all know, hey, you finally came back. You know, hey, good to see you. You know, it's like that. You would have been fine. You shouldn't have. So I'm the one that's kind of saying I'm erring on the side of caution.
Okay.
So on Friday, and by the way, the guy, my buddy Gino from Boston, didn't tell me this, and he tells me everything. You know, he's one of those guys that if you got a a piece of breadcrumb on your lip, you know, he'll say you got a little something. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah,
good.
So I'm playing with him. No one told me. I'm such a moron. I haven't been over there. I don't know what the protocols are. So here's what they do with the pins. They don't want everybody touching the pin.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Yeah, and that but by that you mean the flag.
I'm not a I'm an indescribable moron with this. So what they have done is everyone takes their own individual golf cart. It's a lot of traffic out there, but that's the way we do it. And there's social distancing. At the end of a round, you have golf cart, golf cart, golf cart, all separated, and everybody that's sitting there and chatting after the round.
Wave them down,
That's how. Nobody's sitting at a table together. That's fine, and you're also in the open air. I, apparently, for all of the rounds that I play, all the holes that I played on Friday, was walking up to the pin, and I see a little, they put a styrofoam dowel in the hole, which elevates the level of the golf ball when it goes in the hole.
Okay.
Now, you would think, your average person, thinking about COVID, thinking about death, thinking about all this, would think, oh, well, this dowel raises the ball up so I can easily, old, young, in between, you can raise it up and reach down and get it out easily. Or you can be a complete moron and not know the protocol and think that the dowel allows you to just lift your ball out of the hole every hole, which I did for 9 holes of golf I would get it in. When I didn't have a gimme putt, when I had to put the putt in the hole. I'm an idiot. This is where, you know what I am? I'm a Democrat. I'm a card-carrying idiot Democrat. This is why we're just as stupid as the other guys.
Did you have a glove on, though?
I had a golf glove on, and I said, I remember talking to Carla. And I said, Carla, at the end of the round, I throw my golf club away.
Yeah.
And I didn't, No, you don't need to, you stupid, incredible, dumbass moron. You don't need a glove if you pick the ball out of the hole and then you have no contact with anyone whatsoever.
Before you realize the error of your ways, were you enjoying the convenience of being
able because I've got bad hips and I thought it was perfect to reach
up. Dowel's great for me.
I have played at old people golf courses where they have a little metal thing where you did the same thing. I am a moron. I have not seen him yet. He left early on Saturday, so I didn't get, but I'm sitting there going, this is where they can take it back to, there's your Joe Biden guy right over there. Yeah, that's the guy.
Good luck with the election.
With all this stuff. It's just, you know what, I cannot tell you how embarrassed I am, and I want to see this guy. And by the way, he's the guy that was there the night of my real meltdown last year that I had with that other member, and he's the guy that said, I should have been there for you. And it's this is the guy I'm going to talk to. I was mortified. Here I am worrying about the, by the way, scrubbed my hands, hand sanitized.
Yep. Sure.
I did all the other protocols. There was no need. So literally, when you're talking about the protocols they have put in place there, you don't have to touch anything that anybody else has touched.
Yes.
And I would have screamed at me if I had been in that group and I had known
Bob,
that.
Do you remember when Mike wrote the letter and said, I think we should think seriously about this? I would love to be on your committee because I think I can take the lead on what we should be doing for the actual club.
Well, Mike is going to be on the committee for continued Dow work after the virus.
Because it is pure. Now, listen, one of the things people don't do well in this country is admit that they are idiots.
Yes, yes.
Comes from the top,
Mike.
I am mortified at this absolutely stupid thing. But I'm also wondering why no one spoke up.
A lot of people have a lot of stuff on their minds. And that's probably why you weren't thinking about it.
But
either.
I'm not blaming the guys that didn't speak up. I'm blaming this guy. Here. Buck stops here. The Nobel Peace Prize. N-O-B-L-E. You know, thank you very much. It stops with me.
It was a very noble effort,
such
right?
Such a dope. An hour and a half, 2 hours, I'm making a complete ass of myself. Well, there he goes, Mr. Snowflake. Look at him grabbing the pin. Duh!
And watch the numbers spike.
Yeah, doing my part.
Good job.
Doing my part to stay safe down in Florida, where I do believe I belong. I belong here. Yeah, 100%. Thank you. You know, and then I got home and my Peloton was delivered. No, I'm kidding. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Duh. And now with King's Things, here's Larry. Sometimes I FaceTime with myself. 9 times out of 10, I have mustard on my shirt. Let's bring back Night Court. Funny boy. Kosher pickles and whole milk. Game changer. Too many children, right? Gonorrhea. Not my problem. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good. Okay? Okay, Larry. Thank you. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey. We all shop online a lot now, more than ever. But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. Honey and Honey, I miss you. Sorry. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Walmart or Target through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center, huh? And when you check out, this little box drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Honey will scan for every promo code on the internet and watch those prices drop. When my Honey online savings show up, it's like a magical, unexpected gift. Money mana. What is it?
Mana.
Money mana?
Mana from heaven.
What's money mana?
Manna is heavenly food provided by the gods, and it was always a treat when manna would arrive. So this is like money manna from the gods.
Mm. All right. Free money, honey, and who doesn't love that? Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and has found its over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS.
News!
News! Yeah.
Boo. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Great, great guy.
He hasn't been seen in public since April 11th, leading to speculation about his health. There are even reports that he's either dead or in grave danger following heart surgery. A South Korean newspaper reported that he needed the procedure due to, quote, excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork. But yesterday, South Korean officials said he's, quote, alive and well and staying in a coastal city called Wonsan.
They're making a good spin on it. This is happy talk about, as I like to call him, Mike, Kim Jong-un well.
He's staying in a coastal city called Wonsan, where he has a luxury compound. Yes. No, he's not. I don't buy that. Do you? I don't buy that.
I love the fact that the press release, even though they're really paving the way for him to be dead, they still say it's overwork because he's such a hard-working guy.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that.
It's like a bad plastic surgery. Like, you're just waiting for it to...
You come back, look like Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers! The stars came out, technically they stayed in for the second at-home episode of Saturday Night Live, which our boy Rob Spiewak gives a rave to, am I right?
I thought it was great. I think they took some lessons from the first one, and they added a little more production element to it. The writing was good. They brought a virtual What's Up With That, which is a sketch I love.
I watched. That's the clip I watched, and I laughed out loud. Carla saw me laughing in my chair because they had Charles Barkley, and they brought, here's the key. Do you know what the key is? The key element to What's Up With That, if they don't have it, it doesn't work. You have to have Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, dancing in the Running Man.
You have
thing.
To have him doing the unrhythmic dancing.
And
that
all
is
the
so
and
funny.
The Marvel. I mean, all the weird graphics they did. Just the cutaway shots of Barkley looking confused, and Lindsey Buckingham's monitor breaking up. I thought that Brad Pitt's open as Fauci was clever, and also really a testament to excellent editing, but also very sweet at the end when they're very genuine when they thank the first responders and the people that are handling all this. And I think it's a good message that they spend. I even spent a little time with Miley Cyrus, who I don't like, singing a Pink Floyd song, and I don't like Pink Floyd. The only thing I totally fast forward through is Kyle Mooney. Always. Policy.
Kyle Mooney worth fast forwarding.
Oh, my God. And also, Mike, you need to find two sketches with Kate McKinnon that you need to watch. One is a grocery store ad. That'll kill you. It is so funny and so well done.
That's
also
the one they're talking about that was supposed to be really, really funny.
And
right?
Also, she did the return. You remember, and it's usually what they do at the like 10 of 1, that sketch right before the end. And it's a cat store or a cat adoption service. And she did a cat adoption service spot, but it's just her cat. So every cat she's selling is the same cat.
Okay.
So I mean, it's really you need to look at it, and I really say kudos to them. I think they did a really good job under these
circumstances. Well, good. I got it DVR'd. I'll check it out. Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger had a fun little back and forth in the media about which one of their bands is better. This is funny. In a recent interview, McCartney said, quote, "The Rolling Stones are rooted in the blues. When they are writing stuff that has to do with the blues, we add a little more influences." Oh, that's a little dig, Sir Paul.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of differences, and I love the Stones, but the Beatles were better. That's what Paul McCartney says. Well, Mick sat down for an interview a few days ago, and when the reporter told him what Paul said, he laughed and replied, quote, "There's obviously no competition." This is funny. Technically, he didn't say what he meant by that because he's, quote, a politician. But he added, quote, "The Rolling Stones is a big concert band in other decades and other areas when the Beatles never even did an arena tour." That's the real big difference, he says, between the two bands. One band is unbelievably, luckily, still playing in stadiums, and then the other band doesn't exist.
He makes good points. He does. And also, I think if you heard Paul on that concert, that virtual concert they did last weekend, and if you've heard him recently even talking and especially singing, maybe Paul should keep his opinions to himself for now. He has a lot of money. He can probably back out.
That's you dissing Paul. Wow.
I mean, well, no, I don't diss his career, but I've seen him in concert on and off since 1989. And I can hear his voice decaying. I'm sure he's still a good songwriter, but he can't perform like he used to.
Oh, just like Judy, right?
Judy Garland, exactly.
I watched the movie. I watched the movie.
You did?
I was so bored.
Are you still straight?
Yes, I'm still straight.
Okay, just checking.
Very good. Quick hits now. A guy in New Jersey passed out and crashed into a tree, possibly because he had an N95 mask on for several hours while driving and didn't get enough oxygen. Why is it on in your car, you moron? What are you doing? Let me see. Someone called the cops when they saw a sign on a window that said, "Help." It turned out it was a 10-year-old. He just needed help with his math homework. A small library in England hired someone to give it a deep clean while it's closed during the lockdown, and the cleaner decided to rearrange all the books in the library based on size.
That's excellent. That's a great idea.
That'll be helpful. Here's one benefit of all the social distancing. The spread of STDs has plummeted. Look, there are stories like this all around the world that all these bad things, because people aren't crowding together, are happening.
Well, what I'm thinking about is teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait to see in 9 months where we're going to be, because no one's having it.
And the funniest part of the show may be today, Oscar's nonverbal reaction when you said teen pregnancy.
Teen pregnancy, that was interesting.
That's what you're thinking about?
An official in Northern California had to resign. NorCal, we got a lot of listeners up there. He had to resign after a Zoom meeting showed him drinking on the call and tossing his cat across the room.
Oh, Mike, I actually have audio of the cat. I do.
Oh, okay.
This is from the Zoom. He did have to resign. First you hear the cat. The last cat squeal you hear is when he throws the cat.
Commissioner Platzer, do you have any comments that you would like to make?
Yes, if I'm allowed to make them.
Yes.
Okay, first I'd like to introduce my cat.
So that's when he threw it at the end.
What a...
Wow.
Jesus.
Was it egregious when you saw... I mean, it looked like he was going to hurt the cat?
Well, I mean, it's a cat. They're pretty resilient, but it was definitely a throw. And also, if you stay with the Zoom call more, he is slurring. So it's not great. He didn't come off good.
All right. Chicago's public health director says swimming pools aren't a great idea during the crisis, and introduced people to the term fecal shedding.
Oh God. No.
All right. That answers a question for me. Thank you. There was a protest in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday to open up businesses, and so many people were on the streets, several restaurants and shops in the area had to close to protect their staff.
God, come on, people. Please
be not children and understand this is a process. You're going to make people sick again, all right?
Yeah, and watch out for the fecal shedding.
And now a little something. A 36-year-old construction worker in Florida, my wonderful state. His name is Richard Hamilton. Show a little pride. He didn't want to work last Thursday. Hamilton. Instead of calling in sick, well, he did what you do in Florida. He called in a bomb threat.
Nice.
It sounds like he was already on site doing construction at a water treatment plant near West Palm, and he wanted to go home. So he called in the bomb threat, and about 20 people had to be evacuated. The cops must have traced the call because they questioned him, and he claimed he'd lost his phone. But he fessed up after they searched his car. He is charged with making a fake bomb threat. A judge released him on a $10,000 bond. And of course, it's another slogan. They seem to be coming fast and furious. Florida, where our lazy rivers always flow all the way down to Stupid Town. Thank you. Thank you very much, Florida.
Let's see what to do. I will call in a bomb threat. That makes sense because I'm lazy.
Hey, Hamilton, where's your phone?
Yes, I left it at Captain Hook Seafood. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the audio vault right here on The Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, Mike. This is your ex-favorite intern, Adrian Garcia, man. I just sent you some gummy bears with weed in it, bruh. This will help you out during these strange times. You're gonna get so wasted, man. To all the listeners, this is the best time to help out Mike, Rob, and my brown brother Oscar. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy a t-shirt. They also got hoodies, man. Y'all better support my homies. Love you guys. Adrian out.
How's he doing? You ever hear from him anymore, Oscar?
No, remember he got that his car repoed? And then he hid it from us for about a year. And now he just drives the Hilton bus back and forth from work.
Yeah.
Find
he
out
He posts
what's going
a lot on.
On
Facebook, a lot of his random thoughts.
Yeah, I see those. You know, I was going to say, maybe we could check in. No. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. I pity the people who don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. I really do. Because even though you ticks got a pretty good cocktail party episode on Friday night, y'all are going to miss out on your chance to re-listen to what was quite simply the greatest hour of audio to ever dance through your modem. All three principals and all three wives and about a million drinks. Plus, teenagers, a restaurateur, your calls, and a surprise around every corner. Appointment listening. You got to get in on this. Buy it. Now is the time to quit sucking. Lord knows you've got the time. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 other commercial-free episodes. Check it out. It's good stuff, and you need it in your life. And we need you to subscribe now more than ever. Your passport to the Asport, the TMOS bonus show, now with more delicious apple flavor and real Sri Lankan cinnamon. It's the best cobbler you'll ever eat. Guaranteed. Now let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak.
I love that you brought up Mick Jagger. I think one of the reasons he was probably doing some press is that the Stones have dropped their first original composition in over 8 years. They'd recorded it some time ago, but they put it out because they had to cancel their tours and they wanted to give the fans something. It's called Living in a Ghost Town. And you know what? What I said about Paul not sounding quite up to snuff lately? Rolling Stones still sound good.
Mick Jagger, what's he drinking?
And they also were on that live concert show last weekend, Mike. You should watch it just for Charlie Watts pretending to drum.
Oh, I liked it. I like when he was pretending to drum on,
it was very cool.
On his record cases.
Yeah, it was great. It was very cool. So good to know the Stones are still getting it done. And yeah, and if nothing else, you have to admit, better businessmen than the Beatles.
Oh,
because
yeah,
they've been at it forever. Did you play the Statler Brothers when you were country jock?
Looking flowers on the walls. Is that the Statler Brothers?
That is the Statler Brothers. Harold Reed, the bass singer, and their key, probably the keystone to their sound. They come from Stanton, Virginia, which is not too far from Richmond. Their bass singer, Harold Reed, is 80. He passed over the weekend, and really a great part of their sound. Mountain flowers on the
wall. That don't bother Made famous me in Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
You'll hear He's, him here with singing to that. And the, you'll hear the bass guy. Smoking cigarettes and watching
Captain Kangaroo. Hey. Great harmonies. But Oscar, I'm curious if you know this song because it was featured in Grand Theft Auto. Bed of Roses is their other big hit.
Hold on. She was called the Scarlet Woman. I didn't realize who it was. But they certainly had the rights.
So two weird little pieces of pop culture that will keep the Statler Brothers in young people's minds is Pulp Fiction and Grand Theft Auto. So that's sad. He's a great voice in country music, like all kinds of country music performer of the year awards and stuff. Statler Brothers. So that's good stuff there.
Yeah, I played
In Canada, Mike, a young kid, he is 6 years old, to cheer people up, has set up a joke stand at the end of his driveway. He says he knows about 16 or 17 jokes, and he's not charging. Anyone who pulls up will get a free joke from Canada Kid, and this is a great Canada name, Callahan McLaughlin.
There you go.
Here is a sample of some of his wares.
What is red, white, and blue? A sad candy cane. What is black, white, and red? A penguin that's embarrassed. What's a pirate's favorite letter? What? I don't think I have any bad jokes, but my sister has, like, awful ones.
Yeah, he'll throw his sister under the bus. I like the red, white, and blue one, the sad candy cane. People continue to talk about the possible second wave of COVID. I didn't understand it until Jimmy Kimmel broke it down for me.
The director of the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, says there could be a second wave of the virus later this year that might be worse than this one, because it would coincide with flu season. Basically, he said the next version of the virus could be like The Matrix Reloaded. Just as popular, but worse.
So now I get it. I don't know why this pisses me off. Garth Brooks just seems to have such a good life. And I guess that's good for him.
Can I just interrupt you there with Garth Brooks? I think the whole... she's Trisha Yearwood, right? That's Yeah, I think they are manufactured to be the Ozzie and Harriet. I've
don't you
felt
think
that
he is? Don't you think he's the Tom Hanks of country music?
I think so. Yeah, you always seem to see him, you know, involved in everything. So but this extraordinarily look. I'm not a country music guy, but the people that are love the guy. I mean, they do. Well, he sells out stadiums. So
I tell you what, he sure loves grocery shopping.
I can't tell you how much I love going to the grocery store. Now they have aisles that go one way, X's on others, so people don't have to cross each other. They have the lines, of course, at the checkout thing. Everybody's so sweet. They have stickers there saying they don't take two or more of this because of this. Just beautiful stuff, man. And everybody's being really sweet. Lucky to live in the neighborhood we are, but I have a feeling there's a lot of neighborhoods like this all over the United States and all over the country.
Well. Everything he says is wonderful. Why does it piss me off?
Because
I don't know.
But the thing is, let me tell you why I get it. Didn't I talk about when I went into a store, maybe it was the hardware store, and I am extremely impressed by this country so quickly being so able to manage the way we get our shopping done. So I get that. I understand that. But, you know, I understand. You just don't like Garth Brooks.
You don't
like country artists. Mm. You hate country music.
I like George Jones.
He's dead.
Thanks for bringing me down. Come on. Also, this is a random piece of video that was trending on YouTube over the weekend. Someone just saw a guy pick up a grocery cart and throw it through someone's back window. I mean, it's a magical time to be alive.
Why are you doing? Oh my God! What the hell?
You have to listen to the very front to hear the crack. Of course, it's windshield glass, so it doesn't make.
So
like
is this the victim who's saying this right now?
Someone was just taping. He saw the guy. He threw the cart into the back window. The window shatters, and then amazingly, the shattered car drives away. The crash is at the very beginning. Listen.
Why are you doing? Oh my God! What the hell?
So maybe that's what Garth Brooks saw at the grocery store, and he liked it. I don't know. Let's close with this. I want to give you the most up-to-date COVID-19 news. So if you want to grab a pencil, piece of paper, write down these tips. These will help you. We close with this. This is important stuff. I saved it to last because it's most important.
You must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people, and it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time. Please educate your friends and family with this information so we can remove any and all confusion surrounding this time. Thank you.
And remember, no fecal shedding. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. Please be careful.
That was
out there.
Fantastic. I believe that one. That's the one I believe 100%. Thank you all, and good luck. Another day. We'll find out. Hey, Florida, getting ready to make some bad decisions coming up this week. I'll tell you all about it. Yay.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, flatten your curve. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, for all of us. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. And we'll let you know tomorrow what our plans are for Friday.
Yes.
Nice.
We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Good tease. Right.
Have a great day. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Just try and have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.